Library of Adventure, featuring the great adventures of yesterday, dramatized for the boys and girls of today. Michael Strogoff, Courier of the Tsar. Chapter 10 of the story, adapted from the novel by Jules Verne. Michael Strogoff has at last reached Omsk, and while arranging for a horse to carry him on towards Irkutsk, sees for the first time the traitor Ivan Ogareff. Michael realizes immediately that he's seen him before, but realization has come too late, since Ogareff has now joined forces with the Tatar chief in the conquest of Omsk. Worried about Nadia Fedor, still sick from his wound, Michael now faces the prospect of a long ride through country held by the enemy. But as courier of the Tsar, he has sworn an oath that may only be cancelled out by death.
That was a Ogareff, all right. That traitor.
I will meet with him again one day, and then we shall see who is the better man.
What are you going to do until nightfall, brother?
Wait in the ruined house you mentioned, I suppose.
Have you eaten?
I would like a meal before I begin the next stage.
Then come down to the public room of the post house. There'll be a crowd there, and you're not likely to be molested.
Very well, I will come.
Follow me. Bread and a jug of kvass. 20 kopecks, brother.
Thank you.
I believe it's true. A corps of Muscovite troops are making for Tomsk in the hope of recapturing the town from the Tatars' affair for Khan. Maybe only a rumor, of course, but that's the latest news.
My son, Michael! Michael.
Who are you, my good woman?
Who am I? Do you no longer know your own mother?
You are mistaken. A resemblance deceives you.
You are not the son of Peter and Marfa Strogoff.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Michael.
My name is not Michael. I never was your son. I am Nicholas Korpanov, a merchant at Irkutsk. Good day to you.
My son.
Here, old mother. Let me help you to the bench there.
He wouldn't speak with me.
No. Don't take on so.
But he is my own son. He didn't want to be recognized.
That may have been the case. Say nothing.
I may have ruined him. I shall tell these people that I was mistaken. I am quite mad. My eyes have deceived me. The young man was not my son. It was not even his voice. Let us think no more about it. If we do, I shall end by finding him everywhere.
Enter. Yes?
Colonel Ogareff, I wish to report an incident which occurred in the public room of the post house.
Yes?
A woman, Marfa Strogoff, a native of the city, approached a young man who was sitting in the room and recognized him as her son.
Yes, yes.
The young man was obviously lying when he denied kinship with her. Shortly afterwards, he hurried out of the room.
And the woman?
She seemed very greatly upset. She then staged a remarkable recovery and admitted to the room at large that she'd been mistaken.
Is there anything sinister in that, Lieutenant?
Not in that alone. But allied with certain information which I was able to gather subsequently...
By the Khan, are all my officers as long-winded as you, fool? Speak and be done.
I'm sorry, Colonel. The truth of the matter is that Marfa Strogoff does have a son, and he is a courier of the Tsar. Marfa Strogoff?
I am here.
Come with me.
But what have I done? Who wants...
Colonel Agarev wishes to question you. Come.
Agarev. Oh, my son.
You are Marfa Strogoff, widow, native of this city?
I am.
You have a son?
Yes.
He is a courier of the Tsar?
Yes.
Where is he now?
At Moscow.
You have had no news of him?
None.
When did you last hear from him?
2 months ago.
I see. Who was the young man whom you called your son in the posting house not an hour ago?
He was a young Siberian. I took him for my son, but I was mistaken. He is the 10th man in whom I have thought I have recognized my son. The town is so full of strangers, you see. I think I see my son everywhere.
So this young man was not Michael Strogoff?
He was not Michael Strogoff.
Are you sure of that?
He was not my son.
You know, of course, that I have means of obtaining the truth.
I have heard.
So I ask you for the third time and the last, was this man your son?
He was not my son. Do you think that for anything in the world I would deny a son whom God has given me?
God, let this woman be taken to Tomsk. Put her in the next batch of prisoners.
My Colonel, come on.
And send Lieutenant Bursk. When the moment arrives, I shall know how to make her speak. Enter. Ah, Lieutenant.
She was the mother of the man we suspect?
Yes, I am certain of it. She would not reveal the truth, but that can wait.
Michael Strogoff is in the town, you think?
Yes. The man who gave his name as Nicholas Korpanov is making for Irkutsk, doubtless with an important dispatch. I must know what his mission is. Give orders for sentries to be posted at every gate and at every breach in the walls. In case he has already left the town, send out a fast patrol to overtake him. Whatever information you gather concerning his movements or his identity, report at once to me. He must be killed before he reaches Irkutsk. That is all.
This is the horse. You're early. It is not dark.
You have been discovered. Orders have been given to post sentries at every breach in the walls. You must take the risk of being caught in daylight if you hope to get out of the city at all.
Where is Marfa, my mother?
I don't know. But hurry. I'm risking my own life to be here.
What is your name, friend? I shan't forget you for this.
Better that you don't know it. Goodbye. And Godspeed you.
Goodbye.
This is the man, Colonel.
So, this is the man who helped the Tsar's courier to escape.
No. No.
You are the government postmaster in Omsk?
Yes, Colonel.
A man came to you, or was brought to you early this morning. He required a good horse and provisions to take him to Irkutsk.
He did not tell me where he was going.
Describe him.
Well, he was tall, dark. He had a freshly healed wound above the temple.
Yes?
That's all I can remember.
Ah, come, you must remember more than that. Well, perhaps this will help you.
No, I know nothing more. I swear it.
Who brought him to you?
He was alone. He paid well. I had a horse available. I saw no reason to refuse him.
And yet you took the horse to him and aided him in his escape through a breach in the walls. He must have paid you very well.
He did pay well. I'm a poor man, Colonel Lee. The government doesn't pay its servants levies.
Silence! He had provisions?
Some provisions, yes.
Take him away.
To the prison camp, Colonel?
No, set him free. The fool was duped by this Michael Strogoff. The patrol is following the courier?
Yes, Colonel. With orders to kill him on sight.
So Michael Strogoff has escaped from Omsk with his life. But there is danger ahead. And behind, a troop of savage Tartars follow with their orders to kill him on sight. Where is Michael's mother and Nadia and the two correspondents? Will they ever meet again? Listen again when next we present Michael Strogoff, Courier of the Tsar.